All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of eternal life. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we praise and we magnify your name, Lord, because, Lord, you're good, and your mercy endure forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever. I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. We thank you for sending your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that his blood was shed for the remissions of our sins. We thank you, Lord God, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today, Lord, and that we have the ability to praise and to worship you, to walk in liberty and freedom, and to acknowledge that you are our God, and beside you there is no other, that you are the Holy One of Israel. And I praise and I magnify your name, Lord, because, Lord, you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. I thank you, Lord, for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your compassion. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing, Lord, to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing the type 1, type 2 diabetic. Thank you for healing high blood pressure. Thank you for healing arthritis of the knees. Thank you for healing arthritis in the shoulder in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for healing arthritis in the back in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for your healing power flowing even now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for raising that person up out of that bed. I thank you for healing leukemia. I thank you for leukemia being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you, Lord God, for the testimony of healing. I thank you for the testimony of deliverance. I thank you, Lord God, for setting the drug addict free right now. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for setting the alcoholic free right now. I thank you for the glory of the Lord being revealed in their lives. And I thank you, Lord God, for the generational curse being broken of alcoholism and addiction to pornography being broken right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord, heal and deliver and set free. Let the power of the Holy Spirit sweep through and sweep out and tear down and destroy everything that the enemy has built up over the years. That the ruling spirit of mind control will be destroyed and driven out in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the manifestation. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing that family with that brand new home. I thank you for bringing them out of that apartment and putting them in a home. I thank you, Lord God, for the money manifesting that they can walk into a beautiful home. I thank you, Lord God, for the job promotions. Those that have been seeking the promotions, God, I thank you for it being granted. I thank you for it manifesting right now in the name of Yeshua. Those that need transportation, new cars, God, put them in new cars. And I thank you for that happening right now in the name of Yeshua. God, and I thank you for healing broken relationships between parents and children. God, I thank you for bringing the parents and children back together again in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that manifesting. I thank you for that taking place. And Lord, I thank you because you're good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Let your blessing be upon this preaching and teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And as always, I'm just grateful and thankful that God is good and his mercy endure forever. To God be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor today. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Yeah, I had to tell you that, you know, because I don't add no sugar to this, you know. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah's return is imminent. And you hear me say that. He's given me to say that, so I have to be obedient in making that declaration, because it is true. He can come back at any moment, any time. There is work to be done, but we have this expectation as the blessed hope of the church. You know, we need God to show up, but God is so merciful and long-suffering that his coming has been delayed from the perspective of there are many souls still to be saved and to be brought into the kingdom of God, and he knows when the last person that accepts Christ, and he says, that's it, it's done, he's coming. So that's why we have to be diligent. We have to be steadfast,
pressing our way in, seeking his face, saying, God, how can I serve you? How can I worship you? You know, if you've been listening to Straight From His Word, you will know and recognize that my teaching is all about being in a relationship with the Lord. And it is in being in that intimate relationship with him and knowing him as your God that you are able to grow and mature into a strong believer in Christ, and that you become a vessel that becomes a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And the more that you seek after him, the greater the threat you become, because you come from out of the world. You're separated from the spirit of the world. And now you become a soldier in the army of the Lord. You are being equipped to recognize and discern the times and the seasons. You're being equipped that you know how to pray. You know how to bind. You know how to loose. You know how to stand your ground. You know how to engage the kingdom of darkness in a manner to which when the enemy shows up, you can say, no, not today. Not today. Nope, not today. We're not doing this today. You're equipped and you're ready. So when trials and tribulations and hardships comes, you see, you've already stored up the prayers and intercessions and supplications. Most believers, they pray them foxhole prayers. You know, when the bombs stop dropping, then they want to cry out to God. No, by spending that time in prayer and praise and worship on a daily basis, you're already laying up prayers. The petitions has already gone forth. Therefore, when trouble do come, you can say, oh, in the name of Yeshua, I come against this, 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 and this. It's not a foxhole prayer, because you have built up your prayers and supplications unto the Lord. And, you know, the Bible declares God already knows what's going to happen. Nothing takes God by surprise. We're the ones down here wrangling and fretting and trying to figure out, oh, God, this is going to. I'm going to tell you, I'm guilty of this. Because, I know that I serve a big God. I know I'm serving the one and true and only God. And it's like, God, I know you. God, you can, Lord, you can just wiggle your pinky and it's done. Lord, you can just turn and look a certain direction. It's done. And so when it doesn't happen in the natural realm, be like, God, I start, Lord, come on, Jesus. When are you going to come with this? Because the God that I serve, I expect God to do big things. I expect God to perform miracles. Why? Because I've read him in his word and I've experienced him for myself personally. The God of the Bible. I know that he can do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think. And so as we're waiting and waiting and waiting, we're like, God, why is it taking so long? You're God. Come on, Lord, come on. But Satan's kids, his children, are being blessed with abundance and wealth and opportunities and all of these things. And then we're reminded that Satan is the God of this world and the people that he promotes. And then we use the term bless. They're his agents and he compensates them from the perspective of they're leading souls into hell. You see, in preaching the gospel, we do it without charge. We're not to look to be compensated for what we do. Because we do it because we love him. We do it because we have a testimony that one day, he set us free. One day we heard the gospel preached to us and we were convicted by the Holy Spirit of God and our hearts opened up to receive the gospel. You know, I tell people this all the time, you know, and I'm talking to people that are always trying to talk down about the United States and how terrible our country is and all this other type of stuff, which is another diversionary tactic by the enemy. I said, we are blessed to live in a country where we have freedom of religion, but we're blessed to have a country to where that was founded upon biblical principles. Yeah. You could have been born in some of these other countries to where Christianity is not the number one. The term is religion, to where you have to worship idols and bow down to things that cannot help you, to where we have freedom and liberty in Christ, that the gospel goes forth and we can hear the gospel message. And I'm grateful and thankful that the Lord has allowed me to be in the United States of America. You know, saints, we were in a series called The Temptation, The Conflict, and we was talking about how the Satan strategies, you know, how they're subtle, they're deceptive, and how that when Adam and Eve, you know, when they were in the garden, how they rebelled against the authority of God in the garden.
And they recognized that it opened up the door for independence and rebellion and stubbornness and all of these things that we see happening and taking place. And then man just did not want to be under God's authority. I need you to go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 8. You listen to straight from his word. You know, a lot of believers, I'm going to call them modern day believers, don't really read and study the Old Testament because they do not think that it's applicable for today and that we're living in. And I tell people, you can't have the new without the old. Paul tells us that the Old Testament scriptures, the scriptures were written for our admonition so that we would basically know what not to do. When you look and you study in the Old Testament, you see how Father God relates and how he deals with his covenant people. And you can see the history and the things that the children of Israel did to cause a breach between them and God. So when they understand that, when you can read the word of God and you can look and you can see this, you will begin to recognize, wow, this is what happened. So we know that God himself delivered Israel out of Egypt. He brought them out of bondage. He came down on Mount Sinai in Exodus 19 and gave them the Ten Commandments personally. Matter of fact, let's go there. You know, we call this program Straight From His Word. I like to lay the biblical foundation before I add sometimes, you know, my little 2 cents, 3 cents, whatever it might be worth. And I want you, as we go through this, as we look at this, I want you to, in Exodus 19 and Exodus 20, God had told Moses, he said, look, here's what's going to happen. I'm coming down to talk to the people. And I need you to sanctify them. I need you to prepare yourself. God was getting ready to call a convocation. God himself had purposed, I need to talk to my people. Moses, I've been talking to you one-on-one. Now it's time for me to talk to the people. Can you imagine that God is so personable? They said, I'm going to come down and talk to you. Oh, God. Listen to this. Moses is one of my favorite biblical characters because his relationship with God was amazing. And in Exodus 19, in verse number 9, and the Lord said unto Moses, look, I'm coming to thee in a thick cloud that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe me forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Now you need to recognize they lived through the plagues of Egypt. They saw the parting of the Red Sea. They lived it. This wasn't something that they heard about. You see, in the New Testament, as believers, we have to hear and receive it by faith and believe that the word of God is true and that everything that happened is true. But here, the children of Israel, they saw it. They lived through it. And he said, and the Lord said unto Moses in verse 10, I'm in Exodus 19, verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And you shall set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that you go not up unto the mount or touch the border of it unto the mount or touch whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not be a hand to touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be a beast, man, or shall not live when the trumpet is sounding long. And they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. In other words, no relations. And it came to pass on the third day. Saints, I want you to put yourself in this. Can you imagine? Can you see yourself? God said, I'm coming down
to have a little conversation with you. And the third day, the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp tremble. God himself was getting ready to reveal himself to the children of Israel. Can you picture yourself waiting when God says, I'm coming to talk with you. Let's have a conversation. Can you experience, can you, saints, are you with me? Can you imagine what that was like? You know how it is when, you know, we hear thunder? It's scary. There's some thunder that'll shake your whole house. And the skies are lighting up outside. And it's like, oh my gosh, this was happening for 3 days. Said the people tremble. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And see, this was something I was preaching years ago. And I told people, you know, people say they go into church. And I said, no, we're going to worship. We are the church. We are going to worship and we're going to meet with God. You see, even in the way that people approach church and ministry, as a pastor, teacher, is to bring people into a place to meet with God. We're coming to meet with God today. We're coming and asking God to show up. Because we worship him, because he is our God. No, we're going to worship. We're going to praise. We're going to have an encounter with God that our lives will be changed with the Lord. You see, that's where we got to get to, saints. We all about performances and hype and all of these things. But it's like, will you really have an encounter with God? Because I'm going to tell you, it has to be an encounter with God that's going to really change you. Because when you have that type of encounter, can you imagine having a church where you can go to and you can encounter God at every church service? Well, let me take it one step further. You can encounter God in your prayer closet in your home, to where you don't have to go to a building, but you can have a secret place where God will meet with you every day, one-on-one. And when you come out of that secret place, you are different. Your life is being transformed because you've been in the presence of God. I wish somebody would say, amen. You see, this is the type of hunger that we need in the body of Christ. You know, there's too much hype. Most people come to be entertained. They want to hear a funny sermon. They want to hear a sermon that's going to make them feel good. But first and foremost, we're coming to meet with God. And it says Moses brought the people out to meet with God. I love this. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part. You see, most preachers prepare their sermons because they want people to hear them. And they want people to hear their sermons. And yes, preparation is necessary. Yes, we prepare and God gives us something to preach and teach. But we have to get to the place, what is my purpose? You see, when I teach on straight from his word, it's that you will be drawn to Christ. And that I would leave you that the word that he gives me, however the Holy Spirit desires to use me in the week broadcast, that you go away with having a desire to seek after God, to know something more about who God is, and it stays with you. It's not about for you to like me or to say, oh, you know, Dr. D, Pastor D, he be preaching. No. It's about you knowing God, drawing closer to God, and being in the place that he's called you to be as his son, as his daughter. Because see, it's not about me. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. And if I ain't preaching the word, you might end up going to hell because you didn't hear the full counsel. And I don't have a heaven to put you in. You getting to heaven is based upon your belief in your relationship with Christ, living and abiding with him and accepting him as Lord and Savior. But recognizing that when you have an opportunity to have an audience with God, and you can have this every single day, you don't have to wait to Sunday. You don't have to wait for Wednesday night, Thursday night Bible study. You don't have to wait to have some big name preacher, teacher come in and entertain you and to woo you, to make you feel a certain kind of way, to where you feel like, oh yeah, that's God, that's God. God is a personal God. He wants to be your heavenly Father. He wants to reveal himself to you. Some of you are saying, like, God, are you really real? God, are you really there? Yeah, he is. You just have to yield and surrender to the Lordship of the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to take you into that place, because you can have this every single day. And look at this. And the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder. Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. Now think about this. When you look and study the life of Moses, Moses could speak and God would answer. I wish somebody would say, yeah, preacher, let me let that marinate a little bit. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the mount, and the mount and Moses went. Saints, the people are seeing visibly God coming down from heaven. Can you imagine if God came down on Mount Rainier? I tell people all the time, and they laugh at them. We laugh and things like that. I said people would have heart attacks, strokes. People would go to the bathroom on themselves. People couldn't handle it. Christians couldn't handle it. You know, we watch these horror movies and sci-fi movies and different things, and we look and say, oh, wow, and we look and think about the alien spaceships and all that other type of stuff. But God himself coming down, and you know it's God, because he's already made the announcement. The trumpet has sounded long. I'm coming, announcing his arrival. Just like when the rapture of the church takes place, the Bible declares the trump of God shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise. Oh my God, so many parallels with this. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down and charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for you gave me an instruction saying, set boundaries. God is so holy. He said, look, you got to set some boundaries, because if they get too close, they're going to die. But see, when Jesus came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, those boundaries were taken away. The Bible declares the veil in the temple was rent from top to the bottom. You see, we have access to God the Father, the Holy Lord God of Israel, because of the shed blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. You see, you're welcome into his presence. God invites you into his presence. He wants to come and fellowship with you and break bread with you. Look at this. And the Lord said unto him, all right, get away from me. Get thee down, and you shall come up, thou, you and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people, and he spake unto them. Here they had a divine opportunity, a divine revelation, divine opportunity to meet with God. And God wants to meet with you every single day. And the enemy wants to take this away from you. He wants to cause a breach between you and God, because he knows the closer you get to God, the greater the threat you become to the kingdom of God. Be praying for me, saints, here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers that the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is Lord, return imminently. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be hoping to receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Remember, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.